It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When Europe's planes stopped flying, trains took over. Many stranded Europeans were able to get home by train. Thousands of British travelers made their way to the main station in Paris for the Eurostar train to London. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
British tourists Jane and Clive Tomlinson are making their way up from the subway station into Paris's Gare du Nord train terminal. It's nearly the last leg of what has been a long journey home from their vacation in Rome.
It's Nice to Paris. Oh, that's it.
Despite the fact that their three-day odyssey included spending a short night on a train at the Italian-French border, the Tomlinsons say they'll definitely be back to the continent.
Oh, yes. And we'll come by rail because we've been so impressed by the railways. Very comfortable, very pleasant. It's preferable to air travel. No waits at the airport, and very good trains in France, and very quick, from Avignon to Paris in 3 hours. Incredible.
The inside of the Gare du Nord, Europe's largest train station, is a world in itself. 500,000 passengers a day move through here on their way to and from destinations all over Western Europe. A massive board bears the names of scores of European cities, and sleek, high-speed trains line up on the tracks.
The queue seemed terribly long.
Today, the Eurostar platform is jammed with hundreds of stranded tourists from the UK. The Eurostar travels from Paris under the English Channel to the heart of London in just a little over 2 hours. The train has been a crucial link home for Brits ever since air travel came to a halt last Thursday. Lucy Walker, who has been trying to reach Manchester, says the Eurostar saved her.
Basically, my flight was meant to be at 5 o'clock on Friday. Told it was cancelled. They said book the next one, so I did. That one was cancelled, so now I'm on the Eurostar. Glad to be going home, finally. Hopefully I'll get there this evening because I'm going all the way up to the north, so fingers crossed.
While Europeans are big train takers anyway, they've especially flocked to them during the crisis. Nicolas Collin, spokesman for the French Rail Service, says the company has tried to meet the demand by adding high-speed service between major French cities and internationally.
Since last Thursday, we have proceeded to additional trains on different routes from Paris to London, Paris to Brussels, Cologne, Amsterdam, and from Geneva, Switzerland.
Since Sunday, 33 extra Eurostar trains have carried some 50,000 additional passengers to London. The French and German railways also worked together to add more connections, and there is even a special volcano ash fare. But even with maximum rail service, not everyone has been able to get tickets. Londoners Susan and David Baker had to drive to the Gare du Nord from Madrid.
We had to hire a driver, and it cost us 1,900 euros to drive from Madrid to Paris last night. We couldn't get a hotel, so we had to book into an expensive hotel. It cost 350 euros for one night.
So I think the whole trip has cost us £3,000 to get home from Madrid yesterday morning.
As the station master blows his whistle for the next departure to London, the Bakers and other passengers board the Eurostar. They say they'll deal with the financial consequences of the volcano cloud later. For now, they're just happy they can actually get home. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.